And we know this song by this real title of Stranger in Paradise. It was taken from the movie, and the actual opera was Prince Igor, believe it or not. I gave you a clue. But if you didn't have music history, you wouldn't know that. We have a very nice number here coming up next. And this is a special thing because it's one of the newest, I guess, that we've had of the John Philip Sousas. And we love John Philip Sousa because he wrote so many lovely things about music, especially with marches. And so we're going to play it for you now, The Pathfinder of Panama. Am I on the right one? Okay, sometimes I say the wrong one. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Now, did I say you'd like that march? That's a bugle call, and if those that you didn't know, my being in the Army, I was supposed to know things like that. The bugle call was in place of internet, of cell phones, of radios, and other things, because they couldn't contact all of the people out in front of them except by a trumpeter or a group of trumpeters. So they gave the information with certain calls. I can't tell you that because it's a classified secret, and we don't want to give that secret away. Haha, okay. So we have another nice number coming up, and I want to introduce two people. This is Kathy Whipple on alto sax. And this is Darren Mickens on the trumpet. And we're going to play a Hoagie Carmichael favorite. This is Stardust. And do I need to tell you what the sound is? I think you all know what it is. When you do, you can raise your hand at me, all right? And you've been such a nice audience. I'm sorry if I'm talking too much for you, but we're going to play Stardust now. I'll give them just a minute to get back to their seats. I've been known to start up where they're still walking, so I don't. All you recognized that song, didn't you? Say yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're getting more people all the time. How nice to have you turn out. You'll have to remember that if you see the Mulligan Band logo and saying there's a concert, it'll be one that you'll enjoy. I'll guarantee you. I need to introduce our new conductor for the evening and the new conductor that is taking over from me. I'm retiring at the end of the season, and this is Kelly Smith. Would you welcome her to the stand?
So Jim was saying Prince Igor, you know, and all this other stuff, and Stranger in Paradise. The movie musical is Kismet. So this next piece is a Beatles piece. And a gentleman that plays tuba in our group arranged this. And he arranged it in the form of a march. So it's in march form. If you know anything about marches, you know we get to the middle section, there's a dogfight section, and then the coda and the end. So he did that. And there's about 4 different Beatles songs in this piece. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to let you listen.
Thank you.
Our next piece is John Williams, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Now, yesterday, I took him on a fun ride. I kept the tempo a little too fast. So now I will direct them and we will go the correct tempo. This is John Williams, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Thank you.
Hello. That's a very difficult number. I remember the number because I watched that ball roll down that alleyway. How many remember that? And Harrison Ford got out of the way just in time. And if he'd waited for us to play, he'd had plenty of time. But he got early, so we did it. We have fun with that kind of music. And so now, what do we have next? We have a piece written by our timpani player. His name is Jim Gray. Jim, stand up. And this is called Fanfare and Jubilation. And if I remember right, in talking to Jim when he wrote this, he was a junior high band director down in, I think, in Arizona. Is that right? Or is it New Mexico? New Mexico. And this was quite often used by the big marching bands as the opener. And that's kind of a special thing, that when you write a piece, and it was all part of a suite, and they liked this one. So we're going to play this one for you. And this is called Fanfare and Jubilation. And it features the French horn section, because he's also a French horn player. So let's welcome the Fanfare and Jubilation for the second half of our program now.
Thank you.
sometimes our batons have a mind of their own, and they, because they're weighted on one end, they like to fall off. So I thank very much this nice flutist that can reach down and do that, because it's a long ways for me to go get it. I have another hoagie Carmarca, and the hoagie number has Lazy River, Stardust that you heard earlier, Heart and Soul, Skylark, and Georgia on My Mind. And so sit back and relax, close your eyes if you'd like, and see how you can bring back the memories of some of these great songs of Hoagie Carmichael.
Thank you.
we have fun playing that one too. Does it feel good to hear those melodies that we talked about? I hope so. And I'm sorry if I'm dancing around on the stage, but always done that for the last 70 years, so I guess I shouldn't stop now. But at any rate, we have a nice number. It's very complicated in places, but it's just gorgeous in the other spots. And so it's called, this is the what do we got here? This is Festival Prelude, Alfred Reed. And it's a number that I played when I had my high school band. And it was a number that probably every high school band in this end of the state played it at some time or another. It's just a very pretty number. Might be a little heavy in places, but it's really nice. So let's sit back, and I hope I don't knock you off your seats. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Now we're going to back off and play something real pretty again. And the song's from Les Mis, The End of the Day, I Dreamed a Dream, Master of the House on My Own. Do you hear the people sing? All taken from the selection from La Marisabals, as you would like to pronounce it, probably better than I do. So sit back and enjoy and smile a lot at your friends and think about this nice song. Okay.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed it. Raise your hands and say yes. Thank you. All right. We have one number left, and I'd like to give this small pitch. You know, this band is made up of people that we call mulligans. And if any of you are golfers, you know, mulligan is a second chance. And it doesn't count that way over in England and Ireland and Scotland. You still count three if you've hit it out of bounds. So we have that you played in high school or college and you'd like to play again. And this is the one place that you can come and play. And if there are among you the people that would like to be a part of this group, you need to look up our website, as I said, Capital City Mulligan Band, CCMBAND.organization, and look on there and see if you'd like to join. And if you do, just get a hold of Bob or someone and say, please count me in, okay? So we have one number to go, and I thank you for being such a beautiful audience and clapping for us as you did all the way. It's a nice venue. We're going to have another concert here on May the what?
June 4th.
Okay, come back and see us again. We'll have a slightly different program too. So let's play the last one, and thank you all for being such a lovely audience. You've been a wonderful audience for me. Thank you so much. Keep in mind that the Mulligan Band is here to stay, and we enjoy being in your facility here. And thank you for such nice applause and encouraging us on, because making music is our fun, listening is yours. So thank you again. Give them another big round, please. Thanks, guys. Nice concert. I'll see you again Saturday morning, and I'll be there by 9:30. They were worried about me. They said...